This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. It's time to take your microdose. Today, we are talking about the spiritual ego and the old self in disguise, because this week's full episode was about the death of the self, letting old parts of yourself go and die, how the ego death is not real, and many other things. So this microdose is going to take this in a little bit of a different direction and dive a little bit deeper into what happens when the ego feels unanchored to the old self, is searching for a new reality, a new sense of being, and a new identity, but then is also riding maybe a little bit too high on the spiritual experience that it had. And this is when you killed your old self, but did you notice that the ego came back wearing mala beads and white linen? It looks like judging people who aren't as evolved, feeling superior because you meditate, subtly performing alignment on Instagram or in circles of friends, and this is that spiritual guru who pretends like they're above everyone else because they've either had a spiritual experience, they've identified through a plant medicine journey, or they have a full-on Christ consciousness identity that they think they are literally the Messiah and God's gift to the world. And I have seen this happen so much in the spiritual industry, and it's really interesting to witness the ego become spiritual, because it's still the ego. It still wants to be seen and perceived as this higher than thou, I have all the answers, I know the way, follow me this way to the river, right? But when we layer that in with spirituality, that can really take a turn that can be pretty negative. And considering that the ego arrived at this place through a spiritual experience, it's actually a little contradictory. But the ego can convert anything to its own use, even spirituality, said Baba Ram Das. So we are rolling that, because this isn't shame, it's awareness, and it's something that many people who are on a spiritual journey go through, because they no longer feel aligned with maybe their previous friends or their old life or the relationships or the things that they used to do. And now they have this little bit of an upturned nose towards, well, I meditate and I had this experience and I go to yoga now and I don't get angry anymore and I channel everything through my spirituality and I now see everything from a bird's eye view, and you muggles are down here still doing the same shit that they have left, right? This is the trap of the healed identity, and the mind wants to build a new persona around enlightenment. I'm spiritual now, and I have this whole, I don't judge, I'm above this. And this is just the ego rebranding itself for safety, because it feels unsafe being untethered to the old identity. So if you have gone through a self-death ceremony, if you have been working on this since either the last episode or just intuitively wherever you are in your life and your spiritual journey and your evolution, this can be something that you're coming up against, because spiritual superiority is just insecurity wearing a halo. And the brain loves identity. It clings to something to feel secure. When you outgrow the victim, you can easily become the guru. And this means that you're going to then be giving unsolicited advice to all of the people who are not asking for it, who do not want to wake up in the same way that you are, who are still very much dead asleep and enjoying the ignorance is bliss life that they have created for yourself, for themselves. And healing isn't about becoming better than others. It's about remembering that you're not. And if you really are truly on a healing path where you are having these profound spiritual experiences that change you, you don't need to go around telling everyone about it and pulling on everyone's ear and saying, sit down, I've got to tell you about this incredible thing that happened to me that is never going to mean what it means to you, to them. And you're just going to take the magic away every time you try to explain it to someone and have them peer into this profound experience you've had. But they're just thinking that, you know, you think you're better than them now that you've had this experience. So let's look at the look at me party that the shadow and the ego are having underneath that self-proclaimed halo. The spiritual ego hides shame and fear of being ordinary. They don't want, like, the ego doesn't want to be basic. It says, if I'm always evolving, I'll never be rejected again. And the truth is, most people that are awake you'll ever meet are humble. They're hilarious. They're wildly human. They cry and rage and dance and mess up and admit to their faults and realize that they are truly just a messy human. They keep the altar open through all of it. So by being around truly spiritual people who practice and embody, there's no ego there. I mean, of course, there's always going to be an ego. We're humans, but there's not the kind of ego of like, look at me, I'm so spiritual, I'm wearing all white and mala beads, and this is exactly how I want you to perceive me, because that's just another mask that they've pulled off the wall after they killed off their old identity. Your divinity doesn't need a filter. The soul isn't fragile, it's feral. It is meant to be seen wild and free, and being the magical, messy human that you are. The more you try to move into perfectionism and purity, the more you're just continuing to deny the shadow and all of the things that are tied to that. So let's talk about three ways to stay human, keep your ego in check, keep your spiritual journey right where it needs to be, grounded on the earth. Yes, you can astral project and have your head in the clouds and have these profound spiritual experiences. But if you're not integrating them, if you're not bringing them back down to earth through your body and anchoring into something, they're always going to be something that you're telling people about, but not truly living or embodying. So step one of the three ways to stay human in your spiritual journey and ego evolution and old self death is the mirror check. So when you catch yourself judging, labeling, or performing high vibe and putting others down and putting yourself on a pedestal, pause and ask, am I connecting or competing? That one question dissolves superiority instantly. Am I connecting and truly wanting to share, or am I taking a higher than thou stance and competing with the muggle world? Step two is to ground back into the body. The ego lives in the mind. Truth lives in the body. Take a breath. Feel your feet. Unclench your jaw. Roll your shoulders back down, away from your ears. Put your shoulders over your hips and truly get your body into alignment and say, I am here. I'm not above. I am still very much a human. I have not ascended. I've always said I don't want to transcend this realm. I want to transform it. There are so many people trying to live in the 5D and having these experiences that make them think that they are higher than thou, that they have accessed something that the rest of us can't. But the truth is, everyone has access to this spirituality. It's whether you're willing to let yourself go there or not. And step three, practice the three H's: humor, humility, and honesty. Humor, laugh often at yourself. Be the first person to laugh at yourself. I always laugh the hardest at my own jokes, at my own shortcomings, at my mistakes. Humor is the path to the second H, humility. Remember, you don't own wisdom, you borrow it. And then honesty, admit when you don't know. That's real mastery. Say, I don't know. I'm not sure. I admit it. I don't have all the answers. Nobody does, to be fair. But when you're moving into that spiritual ego, you do think you have all the answers because you have seen the light and you're just trying to get everyone to wake up. But if you go around trying to shake people out of bed, you're not going to be met with very much happiness. And then remember that ego death doesn't really exist. It's a daily surrender. And you'll know when you're evolving when you stop needing to announce it. And that is the true mark of spirituality. So if your healing makes you harder to reach, it's not healing, it's hiding. If it puts you above others and you have this upturned nose that you know everything, bring yourself back down to earth. True spirituality doesn't evolve or elevate your life. It roots you deeper inside of it. So let's meet each other, not from our pedestals, but from our pulse, because enlightenment isn't up there. It's right here where humans are. I'll see you next week. Love light and black holes.
Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open,
Follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.